This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1708, Doors, Business, and Why They Have More in Common Than You Might Think.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we are talking about a surprisingly common topic in English, which is doors. You will learn how doors are used to talk about opportunities in business today. So get your foot in the door by listening to this episode now. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you today?
Awesome, Michelle. Feeling great. Excited to be here on the first week of the year. Oh, I'm so excited for a new year. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I am feeling good. And let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Okay. All right. So what are we getting into today?
Today, Lindsay, you know what I realized when thinking about business? I realized that there's a lot of idioms, a lot of expressions that tie doors in with business and jobs and careers and things like that. So it was all of a sudden like, wait, it's kind of interesting how they have that same theme. Like when we talk about opportunities and businesses, like
that's so funny.
Doors come up a lot.
Doors.
Isn't that weird?
Doors. Were you thinking about doors? Like were you just kind of sitting on the couch and thinking about doors?
I mean, like it's possible. I mean, honestly, sometimes like when I am thinking of episode ideas, like sometimes I'll look around the room and I'm like,
yeah, look around the room.
You know, sometimes it does help and it is possible. I can't remember, but I remember like looking at it's probably what you said exactly. And I'm like, wait a second, a door. And then I'm like, oh, a lot of these tie into this idea of business or opportunities in general.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's so good. So it's all about doors. I mean, this is
today's
a funny topic,
doors,
but
yes.
What, believe it or not, trust us, guys, you're going to see right here, right now. So I want to make sure our listeners know, though, to hit follow on this podcast. If you've got a new sense of energy for the new year, guys,
yes,
make sure you hit follow on the All Ears English podcast. Why should they do that, Michelle?
Guys, we are here we are here 4 days a week. We also have bonuses, all sorts of things. And if you don't follow us, you're going to miss out on the fun.
Yeah, we're also on YouTube, guys.
That's
twice
right.
A week, we take a couple of these episodes and we put them on video. So go check it out over there. Michelle, I want to know what these words are that include doors.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the most random thing. But the first one is my door is always open. You hear somebody say that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My door is always open. It's a very friendly thing to say. Now, I feel like this kind of comes, it's weird because we're in a weird moment here worldwide. And when it comes to the office, right? We're not really in the office. No one's in the office. So what would be the equivalent digitally of this, right? My my Skype is always on or my Slack is always on.
right. Exactly. Interesting. I feel like people are going to say this anyway, even if it is not necessarily a real door, because I feel like it's just so ingrained. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Right. So this is something that your boss might say if you have a very communicative boss, manager, someone that doesn't hide away in the corner office. They want to get, you know, before this global health crisis, actually, a lot of offices were moving to the open air concept, office space, open concept, where everyone was then in the same space, even the boss, right? Just had a desk next to everyone. But now I kind of, well, everything's changing now, right? People are working from home more. It'll be interesting, Michelle, to see how office layouts are different after the health crisis.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that is true, Lindsay. So I wonder how that will be. But you can, so you say my door is always open, or sometimes you hear like open door policy, right?
Oh, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Open door.
Yeah. Policy. So, I mean, if you hear a boss say that, like, it's very comforting. It's very powerful. But, like, do they actually mean it? I mean, when you hear my door, I mean, you can't, like, literally go to them anytime, right? So, if you do hear your boss say that, you know, don't, you know, take it with a grain of salt, right?
Take it with, what does that mean, by the way? That's a good bonus for today. What does that mean for our listeners?
It basically means, like, don't take it so literally, right? Like, I mean, it doesn't mean go in anytime ever. I don't think that people would think that that's what it means. But I mean, I, you know, just, yeah, it's nice that they say that, but you still want to say, you know, can I come by? You know, you don't want to just like, hey, all the time, unless that's the culture of your company. And that's possible.
Exactly. So just, we really need to pay a lot of attention to company culture. That's the key right there. Michelle, what's the next one?
All right. So the next one is to leave the door open or open the door. So this is about like not having an opportunity get lost, right? So like, for example, if you work on this project, it may leave the door open if you want to work with her in the future.
Okay. When I first read this example in our notes, I thought you meant literally, like leave the door open. Like, would you like me to leave this open as you're leaving the room? So that true could also be true, right? That's, you may ask someone. True. In a polite way, after a meeting, would you like this open, right, or closed?
That's true.
So, but I like this better, the more kind of, what would you say, metaphorical way,
right,
Michelle.
Right. Yeah. So like something may leave the door open for something else. You do this and then it leaves the door open for other opportunities, or it opens the door to other things.
Yes, I love that idea. So good. And it's always good to, keep the door open to future opportunities, other things that you can't envision right now, right? But they may come up. They might come to you.
Right. And Lindsay, what's the next one?
Okay, here it is, guys. Write this down. When one door closes, another door opens. Oh, yeah. It's the famous cliche, right?
guys, this is said a lot. I mean, Lindsay, first of all, what does this mean? And is it true in your life? Have you noticed this in any areas of your life?
I mean, I think it's true, right? Because what I think is actually happening here is that we're focusing on other doors that were probably possibly open before or could have been open, but now we're going to focus on those doors and those are going to become open to us. It's more about an energy shift, more than just the universe kind of opening to us. That's what I think.
My head is spinning now. You're like, on the door open and this is like, oh my gosh.
Sorry, that's a spiritual explanation. What I meant was, I've had people say this to me. Let's use an example of, okay, you're going through a breakup. I've had people say that was so annoying. Anything anyone says to you when you're going through a breakup is just annoying and cliche. But you know, someone will say this, oh, when one door closes, another door opens. But in a way, it's just, I'm going to focus on other people in a way now, right? So those doors are going to open potentially for me. So I'm a little skeptical of it. But what do you think, Michelle?
I mean, yeah, I do think that if you say this to someone, I feel like, now this sounds kind of familiar. We may have discussed this expression a little bit before, but you know, no harm there. So like, I think that if you have to think about when you're saying this to someone, or maybe we've talked about other expressions with this, like don't like use like that cliche, you know, when somebody is like really, really upset, like, oh, I just lost my job. Hey, you know, like that It's good to be optimistic, but sometimes you don't want to be annoyingly optimistic. Like, you also want to let someone have their feelings. But
yeah, tone, right, Michelle?
Yeah, like, let someone feel that disappointment, then that's okay. And like, it would wouldn't be human if you didn't get to feel that, and you just like, oh well, just you know, all the time I have to be happy because of all these doors.
exactly. Yeah, I mean, just understand the tone. Tone is huge.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do another episode on the worst cliches you could say to someone in different situations.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a great idea, guys. Hit follow if you love our style, the new way to learn English to focus on connection, not perfection. Michelle, let's do one more and then let's jump to the role play. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Are you taking IELTS in 2022? When you follow the IELTS Energy podcast, you'll be learning with a former IELTS examiner. So find out what you need to bring your essay scores above a 7 and get past IELTS to your dream life finally. Go over and follow the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We'll see you over there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, this one is your foot, or just foot in the door, right?
Okay.
To get your foot in the door, usually we say it. Like, so this is like the first opportunity, the first crack into something. It's like, yeah, maybe you can't like walk in completely, but you got a little piece. You got a little piece in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could say like, oh, I just want to get my foot in the door, even if I don't make a lot, right? So maybe starting an opportunity, maybe getting an internship, something that isn't the full-on dream, but it's a way to get started.
Yeah. And when I think about this, I also think about introductions. I mean, so much of the world, so much of success is about who you know, right? And I was just having a conversation with someone in the business, in the radio world, actually, and he has some connections and, you know, he wants to do an introduction. And that would be a good example of getting your foot in the door by getting an introduction. It's so much more valuable than sending a cold email to someone, right? Yeah. That's another example of how to get your foot in the door, get an introduction. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, Lindsay, just a quick question. I mean, have you had any door? Well, I mean, I guess you just gave us that answer. Doors that have been opened due to someone's help. Like,
well,
we don't know.
Who knows, Michelle? There's always doors I'm imagining opening. I'm always thinking about opportunities and big ideas. I think certainly people. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. You know, when we bought our house, we relied on family and friends so much. And had so many opportunities open for us just because people were in certain places and had more knowledge and expertise, actually. Yeah.
With the whole when one door closes, another door opens. Yeah. Even though you might want to use that when somebody's really upset, I think it's a good thing. It's more of like a good thing to have in your head. You know, like I think of my apartment too, like, and there was an apartment that I really wanted and then it didn't work out. And then, you know, I got, I'm in my apartment now and like, you know, and I wouldn't change it. And we talk about that a lot and like fate and things leading to other things. And it is kind of true.
I think you're right. I think that's a good policy. It's good to have in your heart, in your head. You don't necessarily need to go around saying it to people because it's annoying. It's a cliche. but to have it in your heart, you know, for example, again, going back to the housing search, so many houses we didn't get and we were bummed. But then now I see what we got and I'm happy. I'm happy we didn't end up in those other places. So it's kind of true, I guess, in the end, Michelle.
Right. Exactly. So should we do a role play with these?
Yeah, let's do a quick role play. Here we go.
Let's do it. All right. So we are friends and you were telling me about your new job.
Oh, and I love my new boss. She says her door is always open. It seems she really cares about her employees.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just so thankful that you helped me get my foot in the door with that email.
Oh, anytime, Lindsay. You are really ready for this kind of work. And yeah, you lost your last job, but you know, this shows you when one door closes, another door opens.
That's for sure. I'm glad I left the door open with my old job, though. We didn't end things on bad terms.
Yeah, it's so good not to burn bridges.
All right, good. Okay, so let's go through it here, Michelle. This is a perfect example. And here you kind of had the example of the email introduction, right? Kind of an introduction.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, you said you love your new boss. Her door is always open. So you took that as a good sign.
Yeah, she said, okay. And the next one was, I'm just so thankful that you helped me get my foot in the door, right? So that's a great one too, because you sent that introductory email, got me the interview. And then it went from there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, so this is interesting. I said, you lost your last job, but this shows when one door closes, another door opens. So this is after the fact, like things are going well. So I think that, you know, this is kind of more okay. It's, I mean, it's a little annoying and cliche, but I think, you know, it's like, oh, lesson learned. Like now I, you know, can move forward and it's already passed, right? So I think it's a better time to use it when like the other door has already opened rather than when we're waiting for it, you know?
Yeah, completely agree. Good insight there. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And then the last one, that's for sure. I'm glad I left the door open with my old job though. And then, guys, we do have a bonus episode. No, not a whole episode, just a phrase to not burn bridges. Maybe we'll do another one on
that
one.
That's what I was thinking. Yes, I was thinking we should do that too. This idea of
we totally should. Yeah, but often, scary and often really common in the work world. Like this is most commonly used in the business world. That's why I think that would be a great future episode, Michelle.
Definitely. Oh right. My gosh. Well, this was good. I mean, guys, the takeaway for today is that doors, you know, who knew
it's all about the doors.
This is all about the doors. Yes. They're used frequently to talk about opportunities, especially in business. So try these out today, but always consider your tone when you're using a cliche. And definitely, yeah, look out for an episode. I will plan that about like the worst cliches you can use in a certain moment.
I'm excited because we've come up with some really good episodes, ideas in the last week or so. So guys, if you want to make sure you don't miss these episodes, they're going to be so much fun. Go over and make sure you hit follow. If you're in the podcast app, whatever it is, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are listening, hit follow now. So you get updates because we publish 4 days a week and you don't want to get behind.
All right. Absolutely. Right? Lindsay, this was fun. And let's close the door on this episode.
Close the door on the episode. But not on the podcast.
That's right. That's the episode. All right, guys.
All right, Michelle. Talk soon. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.